Welcome to the deep dive. Let's cut right to it. If you're a retail executive today, you know you're facing just this incredible level of complexity.
Yeah, it's something else. It feels like just working harder isn't cutting it anymore.
No, exactly. It's what many are calling the new normal in retail, right?
Absolutely. And, the piece we're diving into today really gets to the heart of this. It's called Navigating Retail's New Normal: Unified Solutions for Modern Challenges.
Okay, this is from Multimedia Plus, dated April 2025.
Right. And it strongly makes the case that retail needs to shift gears, move away from those old siloed ways of doing things.
So for you listening in, maybe you're that retail leader feeling this pressure. Our mission here is to pull out the really key insights from this article.
Yeah, we want to find a clearer path forward, something smarter, more efficient.
Something that helps you and your teams manage all this without getting completely, bogged down.
And the article jumps right into describing this new normal. It's all about the sheer speed, the velocity of retail today.
Okay, let's dig into that. What does that really mean day to day, week to week, on the ground?
Well, think about it. You've got new products dropping constantly, customer service expectations. They're shifting almost weekly, it seems.
Right, and promotions, localized campaigns.
Exactly. It's relentless. Often, multiple major things happening within the very same week puts immense pressure on the teams.
I can only imagine, especially on the corporate side, trying to make sure everything lands right consistently across maybe hundreds of stores.
And that it's measurable. They need to see the impact.
Yeah. And the article points out this isn't happening in isolation either.
No, you've got other major headwinds. Rising labor costs are a big one.
Workforce turnover too.
Definitely. And then there's the broader economic uncertainty. Things like shifting tariffs impacting the global supply chain. It all adds up.
It really paints a picture of a very, very unpredictable environment.
It does. And that's why the article says agility isn't just, nice to have anymore.
It's a survival skill. That phrase really stuck out to me. It underlines the urgency for leaders.
It really does. And historically, how have retailers tried to cope with all these different pressures? Often with separate tools, right?
Yeah, the article calls them cobbled together point solutions, which feels pretty accurate.
So what does that look like typically? Give us some examples.
Well, you often see a specific LMS, a learning management system just for training,
Okay.
then maybe completely separate software for managing store tasks and compliance checklists,
Got it.
and then another system, often totally different, for workforce scheduling, maybe time and attendance. It's very piecemeal.
And what are the problems with that approach? The real-world headaches for an executive trying to manage it all.
Friction, that's the big one the article highlights, just inefficiency everywhere.
How so?
Think about teams constantly jumping between different apps, different logins. Data doesn't flow easily between them. You lose visibility.
Right. Hard to get a single clear picture.
Exactly. And for the frontline staff, it's frustrating learning multiple systems, wasting time just navigating interfaces instead of helping customers or getting tasks done.
Which brings us nicely to what the article proposes as the way forward.
Yeah.
These unified platforms.
Yes.
How does it define those? What's the core idea?
The key is seamless integration, bringing those core functions, tasks. Yeah, one really good one is picturing a district manager. They log into just one dashboard.
Okay.
And right there, they can see task completion rates for their stores and check how teams are progressing on, say, crucial product training for a new launch.
Ah, so no more chasing down reports from different systems and trying to manually connect the dots.
Exactly. It's all right there.
And what about the store associate? How does it help them?
Well, imagine an associate gets a notification about a new sale. Within that same app on their tablet or phone, they can maybe watch a quick training video about the promotion, check which tasks they need to do to set it up, and see their updated shift schedule, all in one flow.
That sounds transformative, as the article puts it, not just a small efficiency gain.
Right. It changes the whole workflow, makes things genuinely easier for the people on the floor.
And it shifts the focus for leaders, doesn't it? Away from
Yeah.
just wrestling with clunky tech towards actually, managing the business better.
Precisely. Which leads directly into the next critical point, real-time data.
Yeah, the article hammers this home. Quick, data-driven decisions are non-negotiable now.
Absolutely. Waiting days or weeks for reports, that just doesn't work anymore. Things move too fast. Retail execs need insights now.
So how do these unified platforms deliver that? How do they provide that real-time pulse?
Well, because everything's connected, the platform is constantly gathering data, task statuses, training engagement, communication reads. It all feeds into this live picture of the operation.
And the article mentions specific questions executives can answer almost instantly with this data. What were some examples?
Things like, are our teams actually ready for that big seasonal launch next week? Do they know the product?
Okay, crucial question.
Or which stores or regions are lagging behind on executing this new marketing campaign so you can jump in and help?
Right, targeted intervention.
Yeah. Or even are the new hires we just brought on fully up to speed before the holiday rush hits so you can see their onboarding progress?
These aren't just stats, then. The article calls them levers that drive performance. What does that mean in practice for a leader?
It means you can act fast. You see task compliance dipping in a certain area, you can address it. See, training engagement is low on a key topic. You can push it again or find out why.
So it enables proactive management.
Exactly. Better support for teams, smarter use of resources, and ultimately, the article argues that leads to higher employee engagement and, critically, better customer experiences.
Which connects to another key theme, simplifying things for the frontline teams, creating cohesion instead of chaos.
Yes. The article really emphasizes that frontline staff want simplicity. They want tools that actually help them do their jobs better, not make them harder.
And the opposite is true too, right? When systems are all over the place, training is inconsistent.
It leads to inconsistent customer experiences, store to store, and that really hurts brand perception and loyalty. We all know that as retail leaders.
But the flip side, when you equip teams properly,
When they have the info they need, clear expectations, easy access to support, all through that unified platform, then that's when you get consistency at scale.
and that consistency builds loyalty.
Absolutely. It creates those positive, memorable store visits that keep customers coming back. And it smooths out so many of those day-to-day operational bumps.
Now, the article also brings up an interesting trend: strategic partnerships. Retailers aren't always looking for one single vendor anymore.
Right. It's sort of a best-of-breed approach, but integrated. The idea is maybe no single provider is truly the best at everything: workforce management, task execution, learning content, and analytics.
Okay, so they're combining strengths.
Exactly. Retailers are forming alliances, partnering a top workforce optimization platform with a leading frontline enablement tool, for example, and making sure they talk to each other seamlessly.
Bringing together expertise in specific areas like workforce enablement, real-time reporting.
Precisely, creating a unified ecosystem through smart partnerships.
And the article suggests those doing this are seeing real results.
Yeah, definitely. They're reporting faster rollouts of new programs, better compliance rates because things are clearer and easier to track.
And more confident teams.
Yes, teams feel more supported when scheduling, tasks, and training are all accessible right there on the floor in real time. It makes a big difference to their day.
So looking ahead, as retail executives try to chart their course, what's the big picture takeaway from the article?
It boils down to three things, really: agility, cohesion, and data intelligence. That's the future.
Being able to adapt quickly.
Making sure everyone and everything is connected.
And using real-time data to make smart calls.
Right. The companies that really lean into integrating their tools and modernizing their approach, they're the ones set up to win loyalty from customers and employees.
And the good news is, the tech is there.
Yeah, that's maybe the most encouraging part. This isn't science fiction. The technology exists now. The core message is pretty clear. In this new normal, uniting everything and everyone is the winning strategy.
The article also quickly flagged some related content pieces.
Oh, yeah, just briefly. It mentioned posts on staffing solutions, another on mastering product knowledge, and one on building consistency in service-centric retail.
All relevant threads tied to this main theme of needing more integrated, smarter ways to operate.
Definitely worth looking into for anyone wanting to go deeper on those specific areas.
Okay, so let's wrap this up. For you, the retail executive listening, what's the absolute core message we've distilled from this Multimedia Plus article?
I think it's this: the complexity we're all facing in retail today, it really demands moving beyond those old fragmented systems. The future is unified platforms.
Platforms that bring together tasks, learning, communication, analytics.
Exactly. It's not just about being a bit more efficient. It's really fundamental for achieving the agility and the operational excellence you need to actually thrive now. It impacts profitability, customer loyalty, employee retention, everything.
So maybe the final thought for you to consider as you look at your own operations is this: Where are the biggest friction points right now caused by your systems being disconnected?
Yeah, think about that. And then think about how a more unified approach, bringing those tools and data together, could potentially unlock new performance levels, better experiences, and stronger loyalty in this really dynamic retail world we're all navigating.
It's definitely a critical question for every retail leader to be asking right now.